God of abundance, the season is upon us when we should be expressing gratitude for all that God has done for us throughout the year. In fact, studies indicate that there is a powerful connection between gratitude and our health, with the Mayo Clinic reporting that thankfulness improves mood and immunity while decreasing depression, anxiety, and chronic pain. Undoubtedly, that is why God, who understands perfectly how we are made, had the Apostle Paul instruct us to be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Further, we learn we grow stronger in Jesus when we overflow with thankfulness, which reports that gratitude is synonymous with sanctification. To prove this, the psalmist instructs us to make thankfulness our sacrifice to God. Why then is it so difficult to say thank you? Although some suggest it's genetics or how our brains are wired, others indicate it's our personalities that resist saying thank you. And specific blockages are envy, materialism, narcissism, and cynicism that act as thieves to thankfulness. Yet God tells us that we should be allowing the Holy Spirit to develop a new nature within us, one that looks to God with a thankful heart. Why then should we be thankful? The most obvious is that we serve a God who is extremely generous to us. He is a God of abundance. As Paul tells the Corinthians, God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. This is confirmed when our Savior tells us that the thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying or abundant life. We see God's abundance expressed from the very beginning in his creation of the Garden of Eden, when he created everything perfect in its season, from the lights in the sky to the waters beneath, to the land sprouting with the seed-bearing plants and fruit trees, to the creatures in the sea, air, and land. All was created in great abundance and beauty for the pleasure of his creation. Even when they were rebellious and they had to be cast out of this magnificent garden and work the earth with the sweat of their brow, God cared for his people and ensured that through his dew of heaven and the richness of his earth, God would give an abundant harvest of grain and bountiful new wine. As Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob realized, Joshua's spies saw the same abundant fruitfulness in the promised land and brought back its bounty as confirmation of God's goodness. We learn again of God's bountiful supply when Moses reassures them of the blessings of obedience. Your towns and your fields will be blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. Wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. For the Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty. He affirms this again, saying, the Lord your God will then make you successful in everything you do. He will give you many children and numerous livestock, and he will cause your fields to produce abundant harvests. For the Lord will again delight in being good to you, even as he was to your ancestors. In numerous passages, God reveals his abundant provision, as we read in Jeremiah that they will be radiant because of the Lord's good gifts, and their lives will be like a watered garden, and their sorrows will be gone. We see God declaring this as part of his very nature when he speaks to Moses, saying of himself that he is slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness. This happens again when we see that in trying circumstances, he crowns the year with bountiful harvest. Even the hard pathways overflow with abundance. David says this perfectly in Psalm 23 when he writes, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. David loved to praise God for his abundant goodness, as he writes in Psalm 36. Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your justice like the ocean depths. You care for people and animals alike, O Lord. How precious is your unfailing love, O God. All humanity finds shelter in the shadow of your wings. You feed them from the abundance of your own house, letting them drink from your river of delights. But it isn't just physical abundance that God provides, as the prophet Isaiah acknowledges, saying, our healing God promises abundant peace, and he will keep us in perfect peace when our thoughts are fixed on him. This peace is activated because we live in his abundant protection. For nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Moreover, Jesus speaks to us of his abundant love in order that our joy may overflow, and then promises abundant joy when we ask for anything in his name, prayers he seeks to answer. And this abundant joy is found even when we are tested by many troubles, as the Corinthians were, and despite their troubles, they responded not in stinginess, but overflowing generosity. Through our grateful giving, we will receive Jesus' promises, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into our lap. For our generosity can never match the excellent abundance of God. Malachi speaks so perfectly to this as he recounts God's instructions on tithing. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse so there will be enough food in my temple. If you do, says the Lord, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it, he says. Put me to the test. Your crops will be abundant, for I will guard them from insects and disease. His generosity, beloved, is matchless. It is because his heart overflows with abundant compassion that he is equally generous in his abundant grace. Despite our propensity to sin, God's wonderful grace rules instead, giving us right standing with God and resulting in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It is because of his unfailing love that his redemption overflows. And this overflowing grace God has given us is a gift too wonderful for words. And as if all this is not marvelous enough, he reveals his abundant glory, which was poured out on us who are the objects of his mercy, those of us whom he has prepared to receive his glory. And what is his glory? It's his magnificence and grandeur, which communicates to us his creation and his image bearers. God's abundance is a veritable cornucopia of blessings throughout every area of our lives. His opulent generosity overflows. How do I know this? Paul speaks it clearly. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more, all than we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Glory to him in the church. And we know with assurance that my God will meet all of our needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Every possible gift from him is good and perfect, says James. It is through him and because of his abundant goodness that surrounds our lives that we can overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so, beloved, let us be thankful. And let us say with the psalmist, I will give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. God bless you, beloved. God bless you.